I was very moved by the moment during the enthronement of the new Archbishop of Canterbury when he came before the Canterbury Gospels and venerated those Gospels, received them. The very Gospel book, the book itself, which had been brought to us by the very first Archbishop of Canterbury, St. Augustine. Augustine nearly didn't make it here. He was pretty anxious about what a tough assignment it was to be an apostle to the English. But I'm sure in heaven now he's praying for his 105th successor. And it moved me to write this sonnet, partly about that gospel book. It's called Augustine of Canterbury. O loving Lord, don't send me to the English, boorish and brutal pagans that they are. You prayed. You wrote to Gregory in anguish, but he replied, since you have come so far, your hand is on the plough, you must continue and reach them on their rain-drenched island shore. There's something in the English that will win you, and Christ himself will open up the door. And so the gospel came to Canterbury, the very gospel book we still possess, weathering the storms of history in all its splendour and its hiddenness. We bless you for that gospel you proclaim. Bless your successors as they do the same.